What has 8 arms, 2 tentacles, and washed ashore on a beach in Unalaska Monday night? A more than 6-foot-long squid. Zoe Sobel from Alaska's Energy Desk has more on the unusual visitor.
Carlin Enloe has lived in Unalaska her entire life, all 22 years. And this beach squid is a first for her.
The only time I've ever seen something this big is down in the Seward Sea Life Center. They have a giant squid that I think they actually caught up here or washed up here.
Enloe found out about the squid on Facebook and made her way down to the beach after 10 p.m.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like, oh, that's awesome. And you think, oh, I can rush down right now. Or did that person, you know, is it a photo from a couple days ago? Did I already miss it? You never know. But no, this is a good little field trip.
The chance to see the beach squid has brought out a steady stream of Unalaska residents, from on-duty police officers to parents with kids wiping the sleep from their eyes. But how rare is it to see a big squid on the beaches in Unalaska? According to Sea Grant agent Melissa Good, it's more common to see beached whales or other marine mammals.
My guess would be because they are living near the surface, where large squid are gonna spend the majority of their time deep sea. So it's less likely that they would wash up.
Good thinks this squid is a robust clubhook squid. Unalaska is in the middle of its natural range, which stretches from Southern California to the Gulf of Alaska through the Aleutian Islands. But seeing this species in the wild is pretty rare. As to why it died, Good doesn't know. But less than a day after it washed up, it's gone. She thinks eagles and foxes made a meal out of it.
It's become a food source. I like calamari. Other things probably like calamari too.
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.